Can a diabetic really enjoy summer fruits, or what's the deal with that?
Oh, this is a wonderful question. So the first thing that I want us to realize is that there is no such thing as a bad food. Food does not have the moral capability to choose between right and wrong. And I want us to realize that, because when we start putting food into certain categories, such as this is a bad food and this is a good food, then everything ends up tasting like cardboard and sadness. So what I really would encourage you all to do, because we have to remember, fruits have vitamins and minerals in them, and they also have fiber. And fiber can really help to slow down how quickly our blood sugars spike. So something that I would really encourage you to do is not to cut out anything in your diet unless you have a legitimate food sensitivity or food allergy, but rather know your portion sizes. For instance, watermelon is in season. I'm in Florida, and I'm seeing all the watermelon trucks on the side of the road. But really, knowledge is power. 3/4 cup of a watermelon is considered to be a serving. 1/2 a cup of a mango, which I grow in my backyard, is considered to be a serving. 1 entire apple is considered to be a serving. So something that I would say, yes, the glycemic index may be an area to start. Research on the glycemic index is not definitive at this time. But really, don't be afraid to include fruits and vegetables into your diet. And one thing that you can definitely look forward to, if you're afraid to include them, is if you go ahead and you pair your fruit with a meal, that can really help to slow down how quickly your blood sugar spikes. Because if you pair it with a protein or with a healthy fat, that can help to slow down how quickly that particular fruit spikes your blood sugar levels.